Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
By the way, they highlighted again the wild card. I heard you guys talking about this yesterday. I noticed it Saturday when I was at the game.
The stupid band
they highlighted the wild card banner again on the broadcast last night.
I was watching mostly the Rangers last night. But I didn't see that.
I was at City last night. And by the way, I think my section loves me because I had the Ranger game on my iPad the whole time.
Did you see it? You saw the banner,
I saw it. Luckily.
Did you vomit? Or what?
I almost did. I vomited but it went back into my throat.
Yeah, well, it's right next to the other banner.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
It's disgraceful.
I totally.
I mean, what are you doing?
At the very least, don't you have to kind of win that game to put the banner up?
Exactly.
And I still wouldn't put it up.
No. Jerry, I wouldn't put it up either way, but I would give it to you that if you win that game, if you want to put in a wild card winner, I'm okay with that.
Right, you won something.
You weren't the wild card winner. You were the wild card loser.
Right.
Okay? That's what you were. You were a playoff participant. You don't get participant trophies.
No, you get participant banners.
Look, I told you to me, I know you disagree with this, but I told you to me, I would just have the National League pennants up there. That's it.
Pennants, World Series. That's it.
The five pennants, World Championship.
I agree.
The only thing I disagree about is I think winning a division
is a big accomplishment.
That's fine. But that wild card, that's absurd.
No, it's absurd.
How do you put that? That's almost embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
I mean, what are you doing?
It's not almost embarrassing. You know what the Giant fans were saying? Because there were a lot of Giant fans there. They were laughing.
They should.
There was a Giant fan pointing to you.
You should be laughing.
Yeah.
It's disgraceful.
First of all, on Harvey, you're very cruel to Matt Harvey right now.
You know
Joe.
What? Go
you're
out
cruel
there.
To the guy.
Here's the, okay. Yeah. This guy has been very cocky since day one.
Yes.
Okay. This is not the first time that he has, quote unquote, you know, broken the rules or showed a lack of responsibility. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Here's the bottom line, Matt. You've been a mediocre pitcher at best for the last 2 years. You want to continue to date these supermodels? Fine. That's great. Yeah, I got no problem. Yeah, God bless you. You can do it. Go out there and get it done and do what you do that's getting you these supermodels.
Oh, no.
And becoming a top-notch major league pitcher again.
I don't disagree with that aspect, but you're mocking the guy for getting dumped.
Well, I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize.
I'm not getting dumped for getting dumped for Edelman.
Well, see?
What?
Here we go.
Edelman.
He's a football player.
In all fairness. I gotta bust him.
I understand.
I root for him because he's on my team.
Right.
I want him to be great. There's no doubt.
He's not a likable guy.
Right. He's not likable. He certainly doesn't like me, and that's fine. And I don't care if he doesn't like me. I mean, I don't really. I just want him to get it done for my team.
Look,
I'm gonna root for you. I'm gonna like you as long as you win for my team.
At the end of the day, that matters is how he pitches.
That's exactly it.
And
that's all that matters.
He hasn't pitched well. And I was telling you this off air. I find it fascinating. And look, major leaguers can do whatever the heck they want. Derek Jeter decided I'm gonna be single until I retire.
Right.
Then I'll get married and have a kid.
He's the smartest guy that ever played sports.
There's variations of smart. Of course. You have Harvey, you have Syndergaard, you have DeGrom. And all three of them took very different approaches when it comes to winning.
Right.
Jacob is married.
Right.
He has a kid.
Right.
And it seems, though you don't know,
he lives
a very, I'm very happy lifestyle, right?
Okay.
You never know.
It certainly seems that way.
I'm going to give Jacob the benefit. That's what he's probably doing.
Right.
Then you've got Noah Syndergaard, who is single and is dating,
normal girls.
Yeah, models on Instagram.
Right. Very attractive, of course.
Yeah, right.
But normal young ladies.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you got Harvey.
Right.
Harvey says, no. I'm going for the jugular.
And I'm going out with stars.
Right.
That's what he wants. Right.
And it's three very different approaches.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying there's a right answer here. You can do whatever the heck you want.
God bless him to do that. But you know what? Go out there and get the job done for what you do. This is how you're capable to go out with supermodels because you're a big time starting pitcher in the major leagues.
And here's the other thing. Matt Harvey, and he hasn't blamed it for this. Matt Harvey, and I give him credit. He apologized yesterday, and I'm glad he did because I think if he took a combative approach, it would have been done. No, he could have been combative.
Well, I guess he could have been.
But I like the approach he took. He admitted he was out late. He admitted he played golf. He was, according to unnamed Mets, near tears when he was apologizing to his teammates.
Right.
I don't think he's that good of an actor. So I think he was genuine.
Okay.
I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
All right.
I give him credit for that. But I hate to be cold, but this is the truth. We all have to go to work when bad stuff happens.
That's exactly right.
No offense to Adriana Lima dumping him on Instagram, as bad as that may be. You know, Isaiah Thomas went to work and his sister died in a car crash. He didn't have to come to work, by the way. Yep. Isaiah, and I think we all would have understood, could have said, I'm not in any position to play.
Yep.
So
Brett Favre, the night his father passed away.
And the point is, death is a lot worse than some woman breaking up with
him. Right.
So you got to come to
work.
There's
only about 9 million more of them out there.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, it's the old phrase. It's a million in the sea, fish in the sea.
Right. Yeah.
But that's not an excuse is the point.
No, of course
it's just not. Guys deal with it all the time that we probably don't even know about.
No question about it.
So that excuse and I know he didn't make it. Come out because of Page Six, but that's not like a good reason for him to be drinking until 4 a.m. and missing his curfew.
Look, Jose Reyes is to start the year. He couldn't even foul a ball off. He had this thing hanging over him with this woman and the kid with the other woman and all of that. But you know what? Even though he was doing nothing and he couldn't even foul a ball off, he was going out and showing up to the ballpark every day. And so that's something that had to be on his head. Let's be honest. I mean, so there's no excuse with the girlfriend breaking up and all that kind of stuff.
And they were together for like 5 minutes.
I mean, come on.
And Julian Edelman was dating her before Matt Harvey.
By the way, one of the fine young ladies here, our good friend Caitlin says that Julian Edelman, by far, the more attractive guy.
Over Matt Harvey.
Yes.
That's great. We're just making Matt feel real good about himself.
I'm just telling you with Caitlin. I'm a guy. I mean, I don't know what an attractive guy is. All I know is I'm not one. the only thing I know about attractive guys is that I know I'm not one of those guys, okay? But she was, she said, no, I will take Edelman any day over Harvey. I'm just saying.
I try to be an optimist. At times I'm not an optimist, but I was thinking about this last night at the Met game with Matt Harvey. There is a clear line of demarcation that when he came out for the ninth inning in game 5 of the World Series and walked Lorenzo Cain and gave up the double to Hosmer, he's been downhill ever since. It's been downhill.
Right.
I'm hoping that maybe this moment is like a come to Jesus moment.
We can only hope.
He was embarrassed. His teammates were clearly annoyed. I really believe, you want to say I'm naive, you could say it, I don't care. I kind of believed him yesterday. I did.
I'm sure he probably was upset by losing, huh? I'm sure he was.
I don't mean that. I mean the apology.
Oh, I thought you were still talking about her.
No, because I really believe it because you know what?
I hope you're right.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't think he's a great actor.
I hope you're right.
I hope I'm right, too.
Now, the teammates all accepted him. They accepted the apology. Everything's all good to go.
You heard who texted him, right?
No, who texted him?
My suggestion was Jeter, but I think this is really interesting, the guy who texted him.
Who's that? I did not hear this. Who?
Bartolo.
Oh, really?
Yes. Boy, but
there's another guy. Remember, he had an issue last year, similar issue with another woman or whatever it was.
He
came to work every day.
You know,
come on.
I've mentioned this before about Cologne that it didn't make sense to re-sign him. He was making a ton of money. They didn't need him at the time, and he hasn't pitched well. Let's just call it like it is.
He's been bad.
With that said, man, this guy must have been some leader.
Yeah.
Maybe we didn't give him enough credit for that.
I don't think there's any doubt he's texting Matt.
I mean, that says something right there.
Bartolo's something else, man.
You know, if Bartolo Colon's here.
Got nothing but love for Bartolo.
Yeah. If Colon's here, maybe Syndergaard gets that MRI.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Hey, man, you know what? Maybe.
He's the whisperer. Maybe. He's the young pitcher whisperer.
Hey.
So for that, maybe he would have been worth, $12 million.
Yeah, Bartolo was a tremendous Met. I miss Bartolo.
No, he was a good Met, absolutely.
There's no doubt.
Maybe this moment for Matt is the moment where it turns back for him.
Let's hope so. You know what? Let's hope. Here's the other thing. Let's hope this guy now physically is capable of being that pitcher, even close to that pitcher again. We don't even know that. Who knows?
No, you're right, but I think he's missing something. You know, like, he's throwing 95, 96. It's not like he's topping out at 90.
Right.
He's missing that anger. Remember how Jabba Chamberlain was like this beast? He would come in, he got with a swagger.
Yep.
I think a part of his struggle is that he lost his swagger.
Yep.
Matt Harvey has lost his swagger.
No question about it.
We need the old Matt Harvey.
Yep.
You know?
The intimidation level is gone.
Yeah,
it's like after Mike Tyson got knocked out by Buster Douglas, the intimidation for Mike Tyson was gone.
It's gone. And as soon as Eric Hosmer hit that line drive to left field, it was gone for him.
Yep.
Well, they need the old Matt Harvey back.
They do.
The guy who's just ticked off at the world. And maybe Adriana Lima is going to be a Met legend because maybe she's going to bring the anger back.
Let me keep busting him and he'll get ticked off at me and go out and pitch great.
Good. Let him hate you.
Hate me, I don't care. All we care about is you getting it done for our team. That's it. Nothing else matters.
The anger. The old Matt Harvey.
And they should have pitched him at Citi Field today. That really, the Mets should have threw him out there at Citi Field today and just, you take your medicine and that's it.
But you know what, Joe? I don't even know if he would have been booed today.
Yeah, maybe not.
I don't know. First of all, weekday afternoon games, different crowd.
It's an afternoon crowd.
And I don't know if Met fans.
Probably a lot of kids there.
A lot of kids there. And one thing I've thought about, I don't mean to knock Met fans because I don't think it's just Met fans. I think it's everybody. I'm convinced a lot of people at the ballpark don't know a damn thing about the team.
Oh, there's no doubt.
I'm convinced of that now.
Right, they're on their phones. I watch these people behind home plate. They're on the phone. Oh, look at me. I'm taking a selfie. I'm at the game. Nah, you're 100% right about that.
You are
100% right.
I'll give you a small example. When Connor Gillespie comes up, shouldn't you be booing him?
You don't even know who he is.
That guy ended the season last year. They don't know who he is. So I really think that because of that, I don't know if Matt would have even gotten booze today.
Yeah,
maybe a couple, maybe like six or seven.
Maybe.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.